You are now tuned in to Sheriff Says What's Up.
What's up?
This is your boy Sheriff.
Yeah.
Let's get it.
Let's do this. Man. I got a show for you. I'm just going to start this off with saying, imagine Trump in simulation mode. They're pretending like I'm questioning him, right? Like we're in a debate or something. And they're like, hold on. Like, where's John McCain? I don't know. Oh, you know where he's at. Where is he? Really, man? I don't know, man. All right, look, stop. Everett, just stop the simulation. You can't, Trump, you can't just tell him you don't know. Oh my God. Can you imagine that? Why? Like, is this really going on? Like, why are these thoughts crossing my mind? Am I just crazy? Don't answer that. It's duck season. No, it's rabbit season. Am I losing my mind here? Like, why are these thoughts crossing my mind? It's so funny. It's so funny. All right. Look. So, I'm going to start this off with, like, some really weird news. Tiny, the guy who played Debo on Friday, I'm alleging he faked his death. I mean, like, when they can't get you a doppelganger, I mean, how many twins of Tiny, you know, the guy who played Debo on Friday, how many twins of him do you see running around? Like, I don't know anybody that even looks remotely close to what that guy looks like. Like, no, we're gonna know. Like, I mean, maybe we got the clone thing wrong. I don't know. I mean, whoever came up with that, clone Biden, like maybe you got it wrong. I'm just saying, cause like, you know, it's I've just been saying clone Biden cause it's the easiest way to get the thought across to somebody that that's not the real Biden. You know what I'm saying? You could say anything, twin Biden, you know, the plastic surgery Biden, imposter Biden, or even body double Biden. I mean, you know, when they can't get you a doppelganger, though, they're going to fake your death, homie. When you get inducted into the Hall of Shame, into the Shell Hall of Shame, I mean, it's kind of sad, I'm not even going to lie, like, I mean, that dude has been acting since, like, 1984. Like, basically since he's been acting as long as I've been alive, like, 30 years. Like, it's crazy, right? Like, that nigga knows some shit. Like, that nigga has seen some shit. He probably done some shit. So now he hiding. Hiding like real Biden. Body double Biden got, that dude is losing it. That dude is losing it. I mean, just, wow. Speaking of babbling and stuff, it's like, man, they just come on my page and they just be like, I'm gonna DDD on his page. He's saying something I don't like. Like, you're not even debating at this point. Like, you start out not even debating. Like, you just bleh on my page. Like, who does that? Like, apparently a lot of people, like, I don't know. They just want to see how far I can go. Like, they can get me to go. Like, I don't get it, bro. Like, should I get it? I mean, I had this teacher back in the day. Like, he hated the people. Like, when people would say, like, he hated the phrase, I don't get it. They're like, what do you mean you don't get it? Like, what does that even mean? No, for real though. For real. I don't get it, bro. I don't understand. I really just don't get it. I don't understand. Like, why? Like, why? Like, I can get it if, like, you had, like, you know what I mean? Aha! You know? Nigga, aha! You know, but whenever you don't even got the aha moment, you know, you ain't got nothing on me, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're not effectively saying anything. You're just sitting there. It ain't easy being cheesy. You know what I'm saying? Hold on. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know? Here we go! Like, hold on. Hold on. That's a special effects for you. You know what? Sin. You know? Enter. Like, enter the idiot. Like, that's just straight dumb, bro. Like, for real. Oh my god. And like, especially when you do it over veganism, like, you're going to lose the debate. Like I said, like it's not even a debate. You cannot debate me on this. You just stop. Nigga, just stop. It's funny, cause it's all fun and games. Like these people who come on my page, it's all fun and games. So they call someone retarded, you know, and they not only lost the debate, cause it's not a debate, right? Not only, you know, they already go into it losing it, but then they just, like, they say something like that and then get their account suspended. Like, I mean, I'm just saying. Like, I know because I've been there and I've said dumb things like that. Like, you're not the only one. Like, everybody's done it at some point. Like, everybody screws up at some point. Like, and I stopped so you could think about that. Everybody screws up. You're not perfect. I'm not perfect. We're not perfect. But you screwed up somewhere. Like, how they say in school? You fucked up. You fucked up. Like, eventually you fucked up. You had to bring your point at you because you fucked up, my friends. Everybody fucks up. And my nose is bleeding. I'll be right back. All better! Okay, so, like, could you imagine, like, we were all sitting around in a circle and we're all, like, admitting how we each fucked up? And then you get to that one that is like, you thought the last person who fucked up and said that they fucked up and how they fucked up was bad? And then you get to this one nigga, and everybody, like, they're like, damn, that shit ain't right, nigga. Nah, nigga, that shit ain't right, nigga. You know? I don't know, I'm just saying, it's a funny idea. I think meat eaters are, like, some of the biggest cowards. Like, I know because I used to eat meat. Like, they're cowards, man. Like, you need to be on a vegan diet, man. Stop being such a pussy and be on a vegan diet. And I'm tired of hearing the fucking term soy boy. I stop calling people that. Soy boy from California. And it sounds so gay. Because, like, a soy boy will beat your fucking ass. I don't condone violence in any manner. But, I mean, shit. I've been in a fight or two. And knocked a nigga out, I mean... You know what I'm saying? Like, don't push me because I'm close to the edge. When I punch you, I knock your ass out, bitch. I'm just saying. You know? I mean, you know, I hate hearing that, like, people who are not vegan, they are resisting the vegan curve or whatever you want to call it. I can't stand the phrase, my meat. I'll never give up my meat. Nigga, that's not your meat. You know? Like, you... Do you want it to be your meat? Like, would you rather it be your meat on a grill? I'm talking about your... Like, you know what I'm saying? When you sacrifice you, right? After torturing you for hours and hours and maybe even months, who knows? Torture you, sacrifice you, throw you on a grill. You know what I'm saying? That's really your meat? Put yourself in that animal's shoes. You know what I'm saying? Like, what would you do if it was your dog that got killed or your cat that got killed and then, but they tortured it, swung it around by the tail, like, I don't know, flung it by the tail in the cages, grabbed it by the feet and just flung it in there hard, just threw it in a cage hard. And then just kept in that cage with 20 million other cats. Small cage, cooped up. And then they packaged it after they killed it and called it free range. Because, you know, that's just packaging, you know. If you saw free range chickens, you'd be like, oh my God. Like, how I became vegan, like, eventually, like, I just kept phasing things out. I was like, you know, I was like, yeah, I only eat free range, right? And then I realized, like, free range was only packaging. It was only marketing. And I was like, yeah, nah. You know, and then, yeah, I just kept phasing things out. And then it became cheese, you know? And then it became eggs. And then now it's become honey. You know? It's crazy. You know, because I got your meat right here, pal. Yeah, I got your meat right here. Wow, man. Wow. But when they can't find you a body double, when they can't get you a doppelganger, they're going to fake your death, boo-boo. It's crazy. It's crazy, man. They probably working on a doppelganger for everybody they can, trying to find somebody that look just like that nigga. Look just like that nigga. And that way they don't have to fake your death. They can just have a tool out there. Like fake Biden. Because there's definitely two Bidens running out there that look just alike. Body double Biden. But not just alike, you understand? They can only get so much right on a body double. On a fake Biden. You understand? Y'all fail me? Yeah, I brought it back to the fake Biden. I can't let it go right now. I haven't completed my sentence. I haven't completed my thought here. Just wow. Just wow. Wow. Clone Biden. Like, it's just easy to say. Body double Biden, though. I think I'm gonna start saying that. But it takes up too many characters on Twitter, so. Like, why? Why are we limited to so many characters on Twitter, man? I don't get it, bro. You know what I'm saying? I don't like the 180 characters. I mean, like, I can fit a lot in the 180 characters, but dude, man, microblogging. Can't stand it. That's what they call it, man. Microblogging. A microblog. I don't like it, bro. I can write, man. I can write, and it's entertaining, and you'll love every minute of it. Type of writing. I don't ask for it. It's just what I do. People like my writing. It's crazy. Oh. Yeah. No, we're gonna wait on that. But okay, so like anyways, we gotta move on. Sorry. I was getting caught up in the moment. So Berkowitz, Ethan Berkowitz, there's still a lot going on with this guy, you know, and, like, we don't know the whole story yet, because Maria Athens has been like teasing it, and no pun intended there, you know. But like, she's been teasing the story, like, oh, I got the story, I got it, you know what I mean? But like, she's in so much legal heat right now, like she's in hot water right now, like they're screwing her over like big time. So it's like what's gonna be the repercussion of releasing that story? Because, you know, like, she's already facing charges of assault charges, right? Assaulting an officer, assaulting her now ex-boyfriend, I'm guessing. Like, at least I would break up with that nigga after that, you know what I'm saying? Like, that nigga can play with himself. You know what I mean? Like, he ain't playing with my emotions no more. That's definitely, like, I wouldn't be dating that nigga. Wow. But, like, she's teasing the story, like, you know? And, like, come to find out, like, I guess her dad is a criminologist. And so, like she comes from a, I guess, a tough background. You know what I'm saying? Like, she seems like a really tough girl. Like, I mean, to be punching her boyfriend, like, yeah, that's a tough bitch. Like, was she drunk? Like, what's the reality behind this story, man? Like, I want to know, like, what the truth is. Because there's, something's not adding up. Because, like, the daughter of this story, like, I don't know if you've read, like, what the allegations are. But the daughter and the mom of the people, like, in question, like, that have supposedly brought up some kind of underage website deal. I don't know. Like, I don't get it, bruh. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't, like, because there's more to the story going on here. There's a lot more to the story. And we're not being given the whole story. And we're not, and what we are being given is not necessarily accurate. Like, there's so much alleged cover-up going on. Like, it's weird. And that's Alaska, though. Like, that's Alaska, man. It's not just them, dude. It's not just this situation. Like, it really do be like that out there. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's like, I can't describe, like, the mind fuckery that Alaska is. Like, you don't understand until you put in a couple years and you've really started to see what's going on around you. You know what I'm saying? Like being there for 2 weeks, yeah, that's cool. But, man, being out there for like 2 years and like starting to like get into that village drama, village idiocy, like, you know what I'm saying? Because, like, you don't understand. Like, it's just a pretty place for two weeks. You know what I'm saying? Like, even the first year, it's just a pretty place. But then you start, like really understanding the fuckery going on there, the vibe. And you start, like, realizing the patterns, you know what I'm saying? You start recognizing things. And you're just like, wait, hold the fuck up. Hold the fucking phone. And what's this nigga doing? What's that nigga doing? Like, I see this one nigga every day. Like, what is he? Like, why is that business like that? Like, why is this guy, why did that guy move away? You know? Cause, like, it's a, you know what I'm saying? It's a very small town in Juneau. Like, I'm just speaking from the experience of Juneau. Like, imagine, like, where she's at, where Maria Athens is at. And she's in a bigger city where there's more of it, right? But in Juneau, it's very small, you know? And, like, I don't know what it's like anywhere else in Alaska, but in Juneau, the mind fuckery is just mind-boggling. Like, they just be doing some shit, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, in Juneau, it's smaller. Take a small town, right? And divide that into one-tenth, right? And you can't go nowhere. So it's the same niggas every day. right? It's not a melting pot of a city where all this is going on and, you know, and it's different niggas coming in and out every day. No, it's not like that in Juneau. You cannot get away. You can't drive away, right? Now, if you want to know more about Juneau, go to my past, like, listen to all my podcasts. You know what I'm saying? Particularly the ones from a year ago and before that. Because I be getting into some shit about it. Like, you know, but you be seeing the same niggas every day. You know what I'm saying? And like, you start to question what you're seeing, you know? And you start to question your surroundings, right? Not just the people, but the places, right? Like, what if I hike over here, what will I see, right? Because it's like you have to start going further out into the forest to like see some new shit. You understand? Like, you gotta start hiking different places. Like, what do they got up in them mountains? Like, I hear that that's Devil's Peak. Like, what's up there? Like, why do they call that Devil's Peak? You know what I'm saying? Like, why do they take helicopters over that direction? What's over there? You know? And I'm not the only one. Like, it's not, like, I'm not just speaking from personal experience. Like, there's other people that are like this. Like, I'm waiting. Like, hey, dude, what are you doing? Like, why are you just sitting here? I'm waiting for people to come down. Like, what? Yeah, I'm waiting for, like, I saw people go up there, so I'm waiting here for people to come down. Like, because they want the story. Like, they want to know what's going on up there. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is reality, nigga. Like, this shit really happens. You know what I'm saying? Like, imagine you're the person in the party, right? And y'all went to Disneyland, right? For Halloween, right? And somebody went into the haunted house, and one person didn't want to go in the ride, right? They don't want to go into the attraction, right? But when because they're waiting for them to come out so they can ask them what happened. Like, what was it like in there? Like, you understand now? Like, niggas is really like that about a mountain, about a trail, about hiking. Niggas is really like it. Like, I think I proved my point. Like, but for real, dude, it's like, you don't understand until you have lived there for a few years, right? Like, one guy moved, like, where was he at? I don't remember if he was in New York or something, or even Canada. But he was like, he's this one reporter, right? Lived in a big city all his life, I guess, right? But then he read in a newspaper about a guy that was suspected as the killer in Alaska. Or like, they couldn't find the killer, right? There was a killer in Alaska, and he was killing girls, right? And come to find out, it was this really young guy, right? And he moved to Alaska, and he ended up catching the guy, right? But here's the kicker. What if it was really him, and he blamed it on the guy, right? You know what I'm saying? You never know. Some niggas be cooking up stories and getting away with murder. You know what I'm saying? Like, you see? Do you see what I'm saying here? Like, yo, this shit be fucked up, nigga! Like, I'm really trying to bring this all for you and make it entertaining. Like, and I don't mean to make a show out of this, but nigga, this fucking life a show. Yo, this shit. This shit right here, nigga? Yo, this shit right here, nigga? Like, wow. What's this? Nancy Grace, her twin children, her husband, and her mom all test positive for coronavirus. Yeah, they got them more people, somebody said. They got them some more people. Like, is this a surprise? I guess we're gonna have to just... I'm gonna have to come back to the other topics because it's, yeah, they doing the best they can, they said. I'm just gonna have to come back to the other topic and save the Call of Duty stuff for last. But Like, for real, the military, like, this is, okay, now we're moving on, okay? I just wanted to make that clear. The military-industrial complex, they be forcing testing, man. That, but here's the trick. Here's how they force you to do it. Like, they be sneaking it in, right? Like, it's like, the military-industrial complex, like, ha, 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 nigga, got you. You know what I'm saying? Like, and when is your, ha, 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 nigga, got you moment coming? You know what I'm saying? Like, they're not getting me. I'm telling you that. They will not be getting me. You know? Like they can try. Ha, 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 no, nigga. No. Like, just no. And just tell those niggas no. Like, no, I'm not getting my kid tested. And if they tested you and your children, sue them. Sue the bastards. Like, for real. Like you can't force me to get tested. Like, fuck you. You can't do it, bro. This is a free country. How they're doing it, like how they got the got you, nigga, moment. Like, they're getting your kids. They're testing your kids in school, I guess. I don't know if the parent authorized it. Like, yeah, okay, we'll get tested. But one of the kids tested positive. Like, what? Like, what? You did what to my kid? Like, this is me, like playing the role. I'm flipping the role. Like, I'm the parent, right? Like, you did what to my kid? Like, motherfucker, you're asking for it. You know what I'm saying? Like, that is crossing the line. Once you drag innocent children into it, it becomes your last rights. You know what I'm saying? It becomes your last breath you're about to take, nigga. Like, once you drag innocent children into this shit, nigga, fuck you. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, fuck you. Ha ha, I got you, nigga. Ha ha. Like, wow. Wow, man. They're sneaking the testing through students and then convincing everybody else that they've all got it. Well, now we need to test your whole family. Because you're living with that nigga. So if that nigga got it, like, you know what I'm saying? And shame on Kevin Hart for the term the vid. I be calling it the vid, nigga. Like, these niggas just be, you know what I'm saying? These niggas just be, they buying that shit. You know what I'm saying? They're buying the programming. Like, Kevin Hart shit come pre-programmed. You didn't know that? I think it's funny. You know what I'm saying? Like I watch it. But nigga, you allowing that little nigga to program you? Wow, nigga. Wow. Like, wow, nigga. Like wow, nigga. It's so exciting to be programmed by that nigga. Like, I like his sayings, you know what I'm saying? I like the phrases. He's a funny guy. But you allowing that little nigga to program you? You allowing that school to get, you know, to trick you? You allowing that devil to trick you? Get up in your family, get up inside your body? You know what I'm saying? Because, oh, nigga, something going around. Yeah, it's called stupidity, nigga. You ain't hurt. It's called, ha ha, got you, nigga. Ha ha. Wow. Wow. Brings a tear to my eye, man. You know? Because I'm going to tell you straight up, man. This is the reason why it's fucked up, man. It's like, black genocide. You know what I'm saying? Like all the people that, like, will fall for the shit. You know what I'm saying? Like that type of person, they're like, you're cattle to them, man. You're cattle to these Freemasons and shit. Ha ha ha, got you, nigga. Ha ha, got you and your whole family. Oh, y'all about to die, nigga. Like damn, man. You know what I'm saying? And when you don't understand until it's happening to the people you love. You know what I'm saying? Like, Like, I be really liking these niggas. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really liked them. Like they're family to me. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, gotcha. Nah, fuck that, man. Nah, fuck that. That shit ain't cool, bro. You know? That shit is black genocide, bro. Through COVID testing. I mean, we all gotta die of something and shit. That's fucked up, man. That's a whole family. You know, that's my boy. You know what I'm saying? And that's his girl. And that's his kids. You fucking with a whole family, bro. That shit ain't right. It's fucked up, man. There's my peoples. Let my people go. Let my people go. It's fucked up, man. Them's my peoples, motherfucker. Fuck you. You an asshole. You a motherfucker. He's gonna let me get close to them? He's gonna fuck with me and them like this? You gonna use them to get through to me? Fuck you. You don't deserve life, whoever you are. Look, fuck you, little nigga. Fuck you. And that's straight up. That's what's up. Fuck you. Oh, we'll get you some new ones. No, fuck you. Fuck you. The fuck y'all do to my nigga Nick? Y'all did that shit to my boy Nick? Y'all killed that nigga in a fire. A house fire. And fuck me all up, nigga. You try and do that shit again? Nigga, fuck you. I will fucking find you. And when I do, motherfucker. Yeah. So. I will find you, you motherfucker. And a nigga had the nerve to say, oh, the DNC, which is a Democratic National Committee or whatever, the DNC is not the KKK. Nigga, yes, they are. Politicians are the fucking KKK. Don't you understand, nigga? Fuck is wrong with you, bro? Huh? Fuck is wrong with you, nigga? You don't get it? You don't see what the fuck is going on around you? Wake the fuck up! I'm tired of y'all niggas dying on me. A nigga watching Bubba fucking Gump fucking just die on a nigga. I'm tired of this shit. I'm tired of losing all my fucking friends, bruh. But whatever. See, this is the type of shit that they want. Like, they want me to feel a certain type of way so they can feed off the energy. This is just what I'm told, nigga. This is what I'm told. Nigga, this shit ain't jive talk. You a jive talking turkey for saying otherwise. Now, I'm telling y'all niggas, don't listen to these motherfuckers. You know, I got too much fucking love in my heart to let this just keep happening to y'all niggas. I be wanting to say so fucking much, bruh. But you can't. I mean, you can, you know what I'm saying? But you can only say so much. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just wanted to be enjoying my time with these niggas. You know? Is that so bad? We all gotta die of something, right? Fuck it. You know? I just wanted to be giving them a good time and you know what I'm saying? Not people pleasing. I'm just trying to enjoy the moment with these people. These are my people, you know what I'm saying? Like, fuck, what can I do about it? They already got tested. They're already being told they got the coronavirus and, oh, it's not that bad. Yeah, just wait until the long run, nigga. We gonna see. Yeah, we about to find out. I'm telling you, bro. This shit is black genocide. just like they took on white genocide. I'm telling you, bro. They're trying to exterminate us. It's not cool. I ain't even giving it the fucking... I'm not even giving it the dignity of being like, oh, it's depopulation. No, nigga, it's murder. It's fucking murder. It's execution. It's genocide. Call it what the fuck it is. This shit is straight up. That's exactly what it is, man. It's black genocide and it's not jive talk. End of fucking rant. So what's crazy about David Vonderhaar being fired, right? But here's the kicker about David Vonderhaar being fired from Call of Duty. He does not claim Black Ops 3 and Black Ops 4. I thought Black Ops 3 was pretty cool. I liked the maps. I liked the graphics. But then Black Ops 4 came out, right? But Black Ops 1 and Black Ops 2 are not the greatest Black Ops. Like, even those suck. The best Black Ops is Modern Warfare 3. Like, that's the greatest Call of Duty until this new Modern Warfare came up. Now, this one, man, wow. Wow. Like, I can't even look at Black Ops. I don't want to buy it. Like, and I'm not... Like, I'm really not trying to... You know, I'm not trying to shit talk the brand, right? I'm really not, dude. Because if they made Black Ops like they make Modern Warfare, you know what I'm saying? Like they're trying to merge the two contents into one come the 16th of December. So they're trying to merge the two contents into one. Like I wish that they would just let Infinity Ward and those companies like just make Black Ops. You know what I'm saying? Because really, Black Ops is, like, it's just perks and things, right? But also, it's just the storyline. You know what I'm saying? And shit, I can understand, like I like the storyline, right? Like, I get it. Like Black Ops, like, if they got everything right and they did it the right way, you know what I'm saying? Like, they need to merge the storyline creators of Black Ops into... the other company of Infinity War. You understand? Of Modern Warfare. Like, if they would just work on it together like that, you know what I'm saying? That would be so dope, dude. It would be the best Call of Duties ever. Like, that would be the best war games ever. I really think so. You know what I'm saying? Like, they need to cherry pick, you know, where they got it right and do like that. Like don't get me wrong. I like the idea of the bigger capture zones for domination and stuff, but... there's no cover. It's not the dominate, like the capture zone is not big enough. Like, you know, in the quarry where they got the helicopter landing pad, that whole circle right there, like that whole thing should be a capture zone. You know what I'm saying? Like not the big buildings, but like that whole circle right there with the rock, the big rock, square rock blocks and things like that. That would be dope. But man, what's Battlefield's rebuttal gonna be? That's what some of us gamers are wondering. But man, have you ever been in a hacker lobby where everybody's hacking? Like, it's like modern wasteland. You know what I'm saying? It's like I was playing last night, and nigga, I had a fucking helicopter just disappear on me. I was riding in the helicopter. I was winning. We were first. And the helicopter just fucking disappeared. And I was floating through the air. And there was an amazing amount of lag. Like, you ever ran into a nigga and then you just start lagging all of a sudden? Like, everything, like, the whole game is fine. But then you go to shoot this nigga and you just lag. It's called a lag switch. You know, because these niggas couldn't catch me. I'm just too smooth. Nigga, I'll throw a smoke down and fucking vanish. Ninja vanish. Like, straight up. Like, these niggas can't catch me on the game. And it pisses them off. So, they're like, oh, yeah, where's that nigga at? Fuck him and his helicopter. Yeah, that really happened.